We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Rob Doster here. I got Jeff Goodman with me.
Hell no.
John Fink.
Are we still live?
Till the 68 till I die.
I'm sorry, man. I blacked out.
Randolph Children.
DJ Khaled. You know the big DJ Khaled guy?
Hands brought up and in.
Goodman needs to be fired all the time.
Josh Tapper.
You're going to beat people straight up.
You know the deal.
They have no swag. They have no nothing.
Terrell McNeil.
From the bluest of the blue bloods to the smallest of the mid-majors.
This is Field of 68. After dark.
Hello and welcome to the Tuesday evening edition of the Field of 68 After Dark. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time that we get to get on here and talk about actual NCAA tournament games that have happened. Before we get into this utter disaster that is Colorado State and Virginia, we're going to have to talk a little bit about the 16 seed playing game, which was phenomenal. Wagner beat Howard 71-68, the first ever NCAA tournament win for the Wagner Seahawks. Shout out to Donald Copeland. What a win for him. We had a great interview with him after they clinched the automatic bid. He was crying on the court, sweetie. It was a lot of fun to see. I have Kevin Sweeney with me. I have Tyler Hansborough with me. My name is Rob Doster. We're live. SiriusXM Channel 84. We're streaming on YouTube, and we are over on the Stadium app. Make sure you go download it. We're going to be there for last call exclusively on the Stadium app, answering your questions, anything that has to do with brackets, anything that has to do with picks, anything that has to do with the NCAA tournament. We'll be there answering them. I want to start with this, Sweeney. So the score here is 47-29. Virginia went a full 52 minutes of real actual lifetime, not game time, real actual lifetime, 9:48 p.m. until 10:40 p.m. without scoring a point tonight. This is looking like one of the worst decisions the committee has ever made. Big picture, how much can we take out of one performance like this and draw conclusions for something that a decision the committee made based off an entire body of work? Everyone has bad nights. How much can we actually take out of this?
Look, I think the issue with this is that the main reason that everyone said we should leave Virginia out was not resume related, right? Like, people didn't sit there and say, you know, I actually think that Virginia's got a lack of quad one wins, or their record in the top two quadrants aren't good enough, right? People said Virginia shouldn't be in the tournament because they don't look like an NCAA tournament team. And if it's close, like this team does not pass the eye test, right? So them coming to Dayton and, you know, obviously 10 minutes to go, but, you know, very clearly through 30 minutes, not pass the eye test, right? Like, I mean, that's an issue, right? And so I think it's something that, like, you know, obviously, you know, a very unique case. I mean, Virginia has been historically bad when they've been bad this year. I mean, this is a all-time bad offensive performance in the tournament game. That being said, like, I do think it's something that, you know, like, trust your eyes if you're the committee, right? Like, your eyes told you that Virginia was did not have a better chance to advance than a St. John's or Seton Hall or Providence, or, you know, even team like Indiana State or Pittsburgh, teams that were, you know, further down the list, right? Like Oklahoma. Like, I think, you know, at some point, and again, I know this is why, you know, we've seen people say we need basketball people on the committee, right? I still think the numbers matter, but, you know, when it's close, right? Like, something like this should be a reminder that, like, if they don't pass the eye test, it's probably for a reason.
Yeah, you know, they were 54 in the net. They were 2-7 against quad one opponents, so it's not like they had the best resume in the world. And according to my sources, they ranked 332nd on Tyler Palm, which is the one metric that you need to pay attention to. Tyler, here's my question, all right? And Sweeney, I want you to weigh in on this too. Tony Bennett, when he is at his best, has a team full of guys that he's developed over 3 or 4 years into All-Americans, into potential NBA draft picks, that understand how to guard the pack line, that understand kind of running the blocker mover and the continuity ball screen that he wants to run, right, that have been drilled into what they want to do at Virginia. And we saw it in the 2019 team. They were elite offensively. They were ruthless. In this era, in the portal era, where – players are going to move, where they're not going to stay for 3 or 4 years, where they probably don't want to sit here and play this kind of an offense 2, 3, 4, 5 seasons long. Does he have to change? Like, do you need to play a different way to be able to make this work in the year 2024 in college basketball?
For me, I've always thought, regardless of who Tony Bennett really has, and he's had some really good, talented players, I've always thought his style makes him vulnerable to getting beat. And the reason I say that is because they play a slow, methodical style. And if teams get out to an early lead on Virginia, usually they're not forced to really kind of hurry up their offense and play from behind. And it forces them to play with a little bit of pace, which they don't like doing. And honestly, the eye test for Virginia has never been pleasing to watch. It's a difficult style that slow it down, you know, take a good shot. I mean, I like to see fast-paced basketball, especially as a spectator. But I do think that, you know, in the portal era, if he's not going to get high talent or people that's necessarily going to buy into his concept fully, it's going to be difficult to win like this, especially if it's difficult to win when he has his players that he's especially developed through the years. But the other thing I will say is this is a whole new roster for him. Not a lot of these guys have really been there, and we knew before the season started that this was going to be a challenge for Bennett from the start.
Sweet.
Yeah. Look, I think the problem that Virginia has is there was a stretch there where they were just out-evaluating everyone, right? Like, their hit rate with high school kids was unreal, right? I mean, they were turning red shirts into NBA draft picks, and they were, you know, everybody got better in the Virginia system. You could count year over year that guys were going to continue to improve. And now that you don't have that continuity, and like, I think they've missed on some else, right? Like, look, Kia Clark had a great career at Virginia. He also did not get better to the level that they needed him to, right? He didn't become a Ty Jerome. He didn't become, you know, a London Perentes level point guard. He stayed who he was. And, you know, I think they've run into similar stuff. I mean, do we really think Reese Beekman has gotten that much better, right? Like, yes, he's improved. Yes, he's more of a factor offensively today than he was as a freshman. But these guys have not taken off over, you know, 3 and 4 years the way that Virginia used to. And so now it's challenging because you have to get away from who you are and go recruit the portal. Well, I don't imagine Tony Bennett's the type of guy that wants to be promising dollar figures and, oh, X amount of playing time and this and that, right? The way that the game is played now in recruiting, he doesn't want to do. And he's been able to withstand that for the most part. But, like, when you put a product like this on the floor and you realize that coming back next year, you're going to lose Reese Beekman, your best player. You're going to lose Ryan Dunn, your most impactful defender. And really one of the, you know, big part of why your team's been successful. We'll see what happens with, you know, guys like McNeely and whatever. Hopefully those guys come back. But if they don't, right, like, you're going to have to be very aggressive in the portal. And I almost wonder, like, you know, Wisconsin this past spring is kind of an interesting parallel where they went out and got AJ Store. And it was like, all right, like, yeah, we're going to still be Wisconsin, but we need a dude. And I wonder if Tony Bennett will bend enough to go get a dude this spring. Because I think they need one or two guys who can just flat out put the ball in the hoop. Otherwise, I just think it's going to be really hard to maintain, you know, to build and maintain the elite program that Virginia has been for a long time.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. You know, and it's the Wisconsin parallel to me doesn't necessarily work because Wisconsin basically brought everybody back from last year's team to the point that a guy that averaged 11 points per game as a freshman in Connor Asiji and is now coming off the bench and spent a while at the start of the year barely playing. So if all of these guys came back and all Tony had to do was go out and add like one or two quality pieces in the portal, yeah, I could see that happening. But that's not the way that it works right now, and that's not the way that it's going to work for Virginia this season. All right, we are going to build out an entire NCAA tournament bracket here. We're going to fill it all out. We're going to go region by region, and some of this can get a little weird, guys. We have officially now 52 minutes to get all the way through the bracket, and we got to talk about 67 games. So if you don't have to go long in a pick, don't go long in a pick. We're going to start in the East region because I have a feeling Sweeney and I are going to – or Tyler and I are going to have to talk Sweeney off a ledge when it comes to Auburn in a certain spot in this bracket. But Tyler, Stetson, are they pulling the FDU? Are they knocking off UConn? Can we get a UMBC over Virginia situation here?
Absolutely not. Not with UConn. This is a surefire no miss. UConn's winning this one.
Sweeney, what do you got?
Yeah, no debate. The UConn wins going away.
All right. How about FAU and Northwestern? This is one of the more interesting matchups in the first round for me, Sweeney. How do you feel?
Yeah. Look, I think we'd all love to see UConn FAU, you know, the title game that wasn't a year ago. I think Northwestern's going to cause some problems for FAU, though. I know FAU's played their best against, you know, higher level opponents, but I think Northwestern's like bigger wings with Barnheiser and Nick Martinelli are going to be able to, you know, get some stuff done against, you know, the smaller guards for FAU. I think Boo Booey's the best player on the floor, and yeah, I think Golden's going to be an issue for the Wildcats. But I think Northwestern wins this game. I think the Wildcats, they're going to have a lot of fans out in Brooklyn. Obviously, a big Northwestern alumni presence in New York City. I think Northwestern wins this one.
Yeah. Sweeney, remember when I said we got to be quick when we make our picks? I'm glad that that really locked in. Did you hear that, Tyler? He really locked in with that one. Who you got, T? Northwestern or Florida Atlantic?
I'm actually going to go Florida Atlantic. And I know they haven't met expectations, but I do think Golden's improved. I think they their experience last year in the tournament is going to pay off for them. I like Boo Booey. I do. He can be electric if he gets hot. Can be a different story, but I like Florida Atlantic in this one.
Yeah, imagine picking against Nelly Davis. Could never be me. FAU advanced. Sorry, Sweeney. Sorry about your Northwestern Wildcats. Tyler, San Diego State and UAB. Can UAB pull the 5-12 upset?
They cannot. San Diego State, too experienced. Their defense is too good. They can make the game ugly, and they can win ugly, and I think that wins in the tournament. I got that from my guy, T.O., so I'm going to roll with San Diego State.
What do you got, Sweeney?
Yeah, long travel out west for UAB. San Diego State happy to be in Spokane, and I think Jaden Ledee will dominate this game. San Diego State wins.
That's a clean sweep. Yep, I got SDSC. You can't out San Diego State with San Diego State, and that's kind of what UAB wants to do. This is the interesting one. I think that Yale's a tough matchup for Auburn. When I filled out my individual bracket, I actually picked this upset. Sweeney, can Yale get it done with the team that you have in your own personal bracket, making it to the national championship game? I'm going to guess you say no.
Look, I don't think they can. I do think Yale does pose some problems because I think Danny Wolf's ability to, you know, lift up onto the perimeter and pass is an issue. Yale's very experienced. They're going to be able to control the tempo. Wolf is a guy who can play at any level. And this guy will be, if he wants to be, you know, play anywhere in college basketball next year. He's been awesome for the Bulldogs this year. And I think he gives him opportunity to win this game, but I just think Auburn is too talented, too hot. They win this game.
Tyler?
I know Yale's a high IQ basketball team, but I'm going to roll with Auburn here. I like my guy. Broom down low, too big for him. So I think Auburn's going to do it.
I will tell you this, Tyler. When you watch Yale, if you turn on that game, because you're going to love the big fellow Danny Wolf. That he's a man of your a big man that Tyler Hansbrough would enjoy. All right, so I've been outvoted. Auburn advances. When I tweeted that I thought Yale had a chance, an Auburn fan responded by saying, "Why do you bet on nerds with pocket protectors?" So there we are. BYU Duquesne. Tyler, can Duquesne knock off the Fighting Mormons?
No, I actually like BYU. You know, this team, they did beat Kansas, you know, at Kansas, which is tough to do. And BYU can get hot from outside. I like their team. They've been solid all year, so I'm going to roll with BYU.
All right, Sweeney, let's start getting through these quicker because we got about 5 minutes before we got to get to break. BYU Duquesne.
You know, BYU's comfortable in a physical game. Duquesne's going to try to muck it up. I think BYU wins it.
All right. What about Morehead? Any chance that they could pull off the upset against the Illini, Sweeney?
I think there's a chance. I mean, they have size, they have skill, and they're really well coached with Preston Spradlin. But I think this Illinois team is just too talented. Illinois finds a way.
All right. I got the Illini too. So I'm going to you on this one. Tyler, Drake, Washington State, and Omaha. That might end up being a home game for Drake. You riding with him?
I'm riding with Drake on this one. They can get hot. They're close to home. This is basically going to be a home arena for him. Yeah, I'm rolling with Drake.
Sweeney?
Drake. Tucker DeVries, best player on the floor. Love what Darren DeVries has done. Atmosphere's going to be fun. Set up a fun second-round matchup with Iowa State.
Well, so you got Iowa State. We all got Iowa State winning, right? Is South Dakota State going to done? Are we going to take that one, Tyler? Is that going to be our underdog that makes the run?
No. I'm rolling with Iowa State for sure. Yeah.
All right. So we got Iowa State, Drake. I want to start in that one because that's fascinating. Omaha is literally over the river away from the state of Iowa. So that's going to be a full building. You're going to have it's like an in-state rivalry where they already don't like each other. Sweeney, Drake, can they get it done? Can we get a 10 seed in the Sweet 16 here?
I'm going to say yes. Like I think Drake does a great job taking care of the basketball. They won't be flustered. They'll be able to get into their stuff, control the tempo against Iowa State, and DeVries will make some big shots. I mean, he's that type of big wing creator that can really cause problems. I think Drake is one of those teams that makes the Cinderella run this year.
Ooh, Tyler, what do you got?
Nah, I'm rolling with Iowa State. I do think that defensively Iowa State's been solid. They won the Big 12 tournament. They've been one of the most underrated teams in college basketball. Arguably could have been a one seed, but I think Iowa State wins this one.
I'm going to go with Drake. I kind of like it. Let's get a 10 seed in Sweet 16. Here we go. It's starting to get a little reckless, Tyler. It's starting to get a little reckless. BYU, Illinois, who you got?
Who do you think I'm taking? I'm taking BYU. Illinois defensively, they are a liability. If there's any chance Morehead was going to beat him in the first round, I would have taken him. I'm going BYU.
He said, who do you think I'm taking? Sweetie, I got bad news. I'm taking BYU too. So both of your home state schools are getting knocked out here before we can even get to the Sweet 16. They don't make it out of the first weekend. So we call that the Sweeney jinx here around these parts. Auburn, San Diego State. Sweetie, what do you got? I think I know where you're going here.
Yeah, I just think Auburn's too talented, too dynamic offensively. They find a way past San Diego State.
Yeah, Tyler?
San Diego State. I'm not sold on Auburn. Like I said, their experience. Auburn's been good. I think it'll be a heck of a game. Rolling with San Diego State.
I'm going to go with San Diego State here as well, mostly because I want to spite Sweeney, but partly because I want San Diego State to have that rematch with UConn in the Sweet 16. So we got the Aztecs traveling east to Boston. Well, they will play, Sweeney. Is it UConn or FAU? Who you got?
UConn, I mean, too talented. Nelly Davis is going to try, but I don't think he's got enough in his bag to beat UConn on his own.
Yeah, you need more than one guy to beat UConn. Right, Tyler? Back me up on this one.
I'm going with UConn. I do want to see the Golden and Klingon matchup. That's going to be interesting to watch.
Well, there you go. We got it. Who's winning it? We got San Diego State. I'm sorry. We got San Diego State. The rematch of I'm sleeping on the job over here. The rematch of San Diego State and UConn, rematch of the title game. What do we got?
Oh,
Tyler?
UConn's winning that one. UConn. There, I'm taking UConn. They're my top dog.
Sweeney?
Yeah, my objections are noted about Auburn not being in this game because they're not. I think UConn wins.
All right. BYU or Drake?
I think BYU. I think their ability to shoot the basketball travels, and I think they will, I think Drake's Cinderella run here ends. I think BYU has proven they can win against that last team.
Well, here's what I'm going to say is we talked about having Drake in the Cinderella run, right? You talked about Tucker DeVries. You talked about how good he is. You talked about how good Darian DeVries is. You talked about the fact that he is the most underrated coach in college basketball right now with what he's done at Drake. I'm taking the Bulldogs. I'm saying that Drake can beat BYU and get to the Elite Eight here. We can have a 10 seed in the Elite Eight. It's up to Tyler. You are the tie-breaking vote here, T. What do you got, Drake or BYU?
I've said no to Drake, but right now I'm saying yes. It feels right, and you just talked me into it. I'm rolling with Drake.
I think this is all a conspiracy for Doster to give UConn the easiest draw possible.
Hey, look, man. UConn, Drake in the Elite Eight.
Path to the Final Four is Stetson, FAU, San Diego State, and Drake, there's going to be so many takes heading into Final Four.
Will it really be all that different than their path to the Final Four last year?
No, not really.
Yeah, it won't be all that different. So there you go, Sweeney. What do you got? Talk me into Drake upsetting UConn. Tell me how it happens. Tell me how it happens. Talk me into Drake upsetting UConn.
Discipline, running him off the three-point line, making UConn settle for tough twos, and then Tucker DeVries having the game of his life, scoring 30.
All right, so Sweeney just picked Drake. Are you going to back him up there, Tyler?
Nah, he's on his own on this one. UConn, no chance.
Yeah, UConn, man. UConn's getting to the Final Four. UConn's getting to the Final Four. So we have UConn beating FAU to get to the Sweet 16, where they will play San Diego State, who knocked off Auburn. UConn gets to the Elite Eight there. They get to the Final Four after beating Drake. Drake took down BYU and Iowa State and Washington State. They make it all the way to the Elite Eight. BYU, of course, knocked off Tyler's favorite team, the Illinois Fighting Illini. Listen, we are going to get to the – we'll do the West region next. We're going down we're going to go talk to Tyler's North Carolina Tar Heels and figure out whether or not we get a Caleb Love rematch with UNC. That's next.
The best month of the year is here, which is why you need to know that we are now partnered with BetMGM. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for the listeners and the viewers of the Field of 68 all through the NCAA tournament. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, you can use the bonus code FIELD, and you will get up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM, regardless of whether or not that bet hits. Here's the best part. All you need to do is deposit and bet $10 of your hard-earned money. This is how you make it work. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using the bonus code FIELD. Deposit at least $10 and place your first wager on any game, and you get up to $1,500 in bonus bets regardless of the outcome of your bet. Just make sure you use that bonus code FIELD when you sign up. Most importantly, we do have some fun stuff coming for the conference tournaments and especially for the NCAA tournament. Bet insurance tokens, college hoops, odds boosts, and what I love the most, a nice parlay boost for anything you could possibly imagine betting on in the NCAA tournament, from odds and getting an at-large bid to Final Four futures to the highest seed to make to the Sweet 16. I'm calling it right now. BetMGM is the king of the prop bet for your March Madness needs. So go download the BetMGM app, use the code FIELD, and sign up today. And while I've got you, a quick request: the best way to support the Field of 68 and our content you get for free is to engage with us. Rate and review the pod, like and share the YouTube videos, tell your friends about us. It helps in a world where the algorithm is king. And now, back to the show.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to the Tuesday evening edition of the Field of 68 After Dark. Rob Dosser, Tyler Hansborough, Kevin Sweeney, we're live, Sirius XM, and we are streaming over on the stadium app. We were watching Colorado State put the finishing touches on UVA. The score is now 64-38. Thank you for showing up, Virginia. It was a lot of fun to watch you play in this tournament for about 10 minutes. We are filling out an entire bracket on our own. For those that missed it, we have UConn in the Final Four out of the East region. Surprise, surprise. Tyler, we're going down to the West. North Carolina, Wagner. We just saw Wagner win their first NCAA tournament game ever. You remember what happened the last time? There was a team from the NEC that made it to the 116 game. Can Wagner pull the FDU, Tyler? One word.
Absolutely not. Not against my Tar Heels. Tar Heels, different team. Easy answer.
Sweeney, can you talk me into it?
I cannot. Heels big.
All right. This is the interesting matchup here to me. Mississippi State and Michigan State, Sweeney. Can Tolu Smith, who is known as the Drew Timmy of the SEC, can he find a way to lead the Bulldogs past Sparty?
I mean, I think, you know, Tolu Smith's a matchup problem with how Michigan State's bigs have played, but I think the matchup I'm watching is Josh Hubbard versus Tyson Walker, and I'm excited to see that battle. I think I'd probably trust Mississippi State more in this game, but I trust Tom Izzo more in Marks, the tough balance. I'm taking Mississippi State, but I don't feel good about it.
Tyler?
I'm with him. I like Tolu Smith. I've actually liked Mississippi State early on in the year when I saw him. I like Mississippi State in this one.
Because they got an awesome big guy, man. We all knew that you love Mississippi State. If you're a team with an awesome big guy, you are on Tyler's list of teams to pick. St. Mary's against Grand Canyon. Is anyone riding with me? I got Grand Canyon winning this. I got Ty and Grant Foster going for 30. I got him being the biggest breakout star in this NCAA tournament. Tyler, are you with me?
I'm not. I like St. Mary's. I've always liked St. Mary's, the style of basketball they play. I'm rolling with St. Mary's. Easy.
Sweeney?
I mean, St. Mary's been playing great, but I think Grand Canyon is just the more talented team. And this little pod is there for the taking for GCU. If they can play at their best, I think Grand Canyon pulls the upset, and maybe they'll
– Yeah, go Lopes, baby. Go Lopes. Dion Grant Foster's heading to the second round of the tournament where he will play, Tyler, Alabama or Charleston. What do we got?
Alabama. I just think Alabama's going to win. I think they'll get up and down with them. I like Alabama's guards too.
Sweeney?
Yeah, I mean, Bama's been really bad lately, but trying to run with them is not a great idea. And so not sure how Charleston matches up, but I think Bama does win this game.
Yeah, I have Bama winning it as well. Clemson, New Mexico. Sweeney, we'll go to you first on this one. You got one of your Mountain West teams in here. Are they going to get it done?
I like the Lobos here. I mean, I know that, you know, Clemson can kind of throw funky defenses at them, and, you know, obviously they have the size, but, you know, I just think New Mexico's better guards. Donovan Dent and Jalen House are the better backcourt than Chase Hunter and Joe Girard. They play well, and New Mexico pulls the upset, although not an upset in Vegas. I believe they're
not
light favorite.
Not an upset in Vegas. They are a 2-point favorite. Tyler, what do we got? Who do you like here? Are you riding with your ACC Tigers? You riding with Clemson? Fighting Terrence Ogle?
Yeah, I'm going to have to roll with Clemson on this one. I like Ann Shefflin. I think he makes a lot of winning plays, does the dirty work. And also I like P.J. Hall. I think they have size, and Joe Girard can hit outside shots. And also they have some underrated athletes and bigger guards that can give teams problems for Clemson. I don't think they've played fully to their potential late in the season, but I do like Clemson in this one. I know New Mexico is a popular pick right now.
Well, they are a popular pick, and I'm going to pick them. I think Jalen House is going to have Joe Girard in absolute hell, and I think Donovan Dent is over his stomach. He was thrown – well, here's a funny behind-the-scenes story for the Mountain West tournament. You might have seen this, Sweeney. After they won it, Donovan Dent played like 10 minutes because he had a stomach bug. So while everybody's back in the locker room celebrating, he walked back to the court to find a trash can so he could throw up it because he had – He ate something bad. I don't know what it was, but he was not feeling all that well. Baylor, Colgate, Sweeney. Can the Raiders get it done? Is this the first time Matt Langel wins a tournament game?
I don't think so. Look, I mean, Langel's done a phenomenal job, but this team doesn't have the firepower of other Colgate teams. And I think because of that, I don't know if they can keep up with Baylor.
Mm-hmm. Tyler?
I'm rolling with Baylor. I like their guard, the Walters kid. He can get you a bucket whenever you need it. I also like Scott Drew. I think he's a heck of a coach. I'm rolling with Baylor.
All right. Dayton, Nevada, Sweeney.
Man, I think the matchup between Nick Davidson and Deron Holmes is going to be really fun. But I think Keenan Blackshear is a guy that Dayton doesn't really have an answer to. They have smaller guards. I think Blackshear is going to be able to kind of back him down, play a little booty ball. And I think Nevada wins that game.
Yeah, I'm riding with Nevada too. You know, I'm picking my Mountain West teams, Tyler. So I'm going to you on the last one of the first round, Arizona Long Beach State. Dan Monson got fired on Monday, and then by Sunday he was taking his team to the NCAA tournament. Does he have one more in him, T, or is he gone after this? Is he coaching his last game?
No. He's Dunsky. He can go ahead and book his vacation. Arizona's going to win this one.
All right. Here's a tough one, Tyler. I think we know where you're going with on this. North Carolina and Mississippi State. So I'm just going to assume that you're saying North Carolina. I'm going to say that Mississippi State's a tough matchup for them. They play physical. They got the big fella Tolu inside, and they have guards and wings that are big and long and athletic that I think can give North Carolina some trouble. So I'm putting the pressure on you, Sweeney. I got Mississippi State winning this. I got them upsetting number one North Carolina. Tyler, I'm sorry. Please don't beat me up.
I'm taking Carolina, but I will say – if there is a region where a one seed is going down in the first weekend, I think that's happened like, you know, not of the last 11 years or something like that. I do think it's this one. I think Mississippi State and Michigan State both have, you know, the ability to play up to competition. And I think North Carolina is the most vulnerable of the one seeds by having obviously a really phenomenal year.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tyler, Grand Canyon, Alabama, Nate Oates, Bryce Drew. What do we got?
I'm going to go Alabama. Just based off their style of play, getting up and down. And that's my only reasoning.
Sweeney?
Whew. Keep the Grand Canyon train alive. I think Bama, you know, Bama has not been great. Obviously, they've been really bad defensively. I think GCU pulls the upset against the Sweet 16 for Bryce Drew.
I've said all week long that I think Ty Grant Foster is going to be the guy that goes from the name that no one really knows to the guy that is the household name that we're talking about as a potential lottery pick. And part of the reason why he's going to put a 35 on Alabama, he's going to run with them, and they're going to realize, hey, you know what? We don't have a 6'8" athletic wing like that at all. Maybe we should have got him out of the portal instead of some of these other guys that we got. So I'm going Grand Canyon. We got GCU against UNC in the Sweet 16. That's going to be a hell of a matchup. New Mexico, Baylor, all the guards, Sweeney, all the guards and the Lobos and the Bears.
Man, I mean, this is going to be up and down. A lot of possessions, a lot of buckets. I think Baylor probably wins this game just because they're more talented overall. But New Mexico could make this a game, no question.
Tyler?
I'm rolling Baylor. Baylor, just based off of Drew and the Walters kid. I really like him.
That means we will have a West region that has well, let's do this first. Nevada against Arizona. Is anyone going to take Nevada? Sweeney, does Nevada have a chance?
I think they have a chance because Arizona is inconsistent, but I'll take Arizona.
Tyler?
Arizona.
All right. That means our Sweet 16 here in the West is North Carolina, Bryce Drew, Scott Drew, and Caleb Love. All the storylines, all the potential for a lot of drama in the Elite Eight. Sweeney, who's winning? North Carolina, Grand Canyon. Can Grand Canyon keep this thing alive? Can they get to the Elite Eight? Can we have a 12 seed playing for the right to get to the Final Four?
Nah, I need a North Carolina Arizona matchup. Those are my next two picks, Rob. If you want to keep it moving, I need a Caleb Love. Too much fun. Yeah.
What about you, Tyler? Caleb Love Bowl, is that what we're getting?
Yeah, I'm with Sweeney on this one.
All right, so who wins the Caleb Love Bowl? Do we get Caleb Love going for 40 against his old team? Do we get the Caleb Love revenge game? Is this the storyline that everybody has been waiting for, Tyler? Does it happen?
This is a big reasoning why I think Carolina got a one seed is because they couldn't match up with Arizona if they both got two seeds. I think this is going to be a great game, but my Tar Heels are obviously going to dominate it. And I think there might be an unwritten star that comes breaks out in this game, like Harrison Ingram takes over, has a big game, maybe a Cormac Ryan game. I don't know.
I'm going to put the pressure on you here, Sweeney. I'm going to say Arizona just for the simple fact that I want to put you in the hot seat and make you make a decision.
I think I'll take Carolina, but there's really only two ways this goes, right? Caleb goes and gets 30-plus, or Caleb goes 2-for-15, and I can't wait to see which one it is. But I'll take Carolina.
If it was Jeff Goodman on here instead of Tyler Hansbrough, would you be taking Arizona or North Carolina?
I'd be taking Carolina because he would appreciate some Caleb slander too.
Fair enough. Listen, we have North Carolina and Arizona in the Elite Eight. North Carolina got by Mississippi State and got by Grand Canyon, who upset Alabama in the second round. Baylor beats New Mexico, where they lose to Arizona, who beat Nevada in the second round of the tournament. Those are our picks in the West region, which means that would set up quite an interesting Final Four matchup between my Huskies and Tyler's UNC Tar Heels. We'll get to that later on in the show, coming up next. There is nothing better in sports than tournament time, which is why I need to tell you guys about our partners over at Rhythm. If you're into sports betting, you need Rhythm, the place for data-backed props and picks. For those that are unfamiliar, Rhythm, spelled R-I-T-H-M-M, is the go-to mobile app for player props and game picks. Backed by AI predictive models, Rhythm helps you make smarter and faster betting decisions across all sports, but particularly college basketball. With Rhythm, you get data-backed picks for every single Division I game every single day. Users get free picks daily with the ability to upgrade to unlimited access. If you want to increase your edge and win more bets, go to the link in the description and download Rhythm today. That's R-I-T-H-M-M, the place for data-backed props and picks. And while we're here, let me tell you about our newest partner for the month of March, Splash Sports, the home of certified community competition, where you get to play against your friends and not the house. Whatever game it is that you are playing, from Survivors to Tears to Pick X, the safest way to play for real money without the hassle of having to track down deposits or worry about payments is through Splash. They have partnered with PaySafe, the best deposit and payment system in the world, to ensure that money stays in safe hands and is delivered to the right places. To join the Field of 68 Survivor Madness, click the link in our profile below and join in. Entries are $5 a pop with a prize pool of up to $4,500. Winner take all. Join Splash and come prove that you're smarter than us. Welcome back to the Tuesday evening edition of the Field of 68 After Dark. Colorado State and Virginia has wrapped up, so we are now two games down of the 67 that we're going to play in the NCAA tournament. Colorado won a lot to not very much from Virginia, who did not look like they belonged in the NCAA tournament. We talked about that at the open. If you want to hear more on it, just scroll back on the YouTube app or go and download the Field of 68 After Dark podcast in any podcast feed where you get it for absolutely free. Rob Doster, Tyler Hansbrough, Kevin Sweeney. We're filling out an entire bracket here, guys. Houston against Longwood. Now, I am going to say this. In each of the last three seasons, we've had a team that was a 15 or 16 seed with some kind of phallic euphemism involved, right? Pull off an upset in the first round. In 2021, it was Oral Roberts. In 2022, it was St. Peter's. In 2023, it was Fairly Dickinson. All right. Is Longwood the team this year, Tyler, that is going to continue the trend of 15 and 16 kind of iffy, questionable names pulling off the upset? What say you?
No, I'm rolling with Houston. Houston to me is, I've got Houston. I don't think Longwood has the size. I think they're a smaller team. I think Houston's too good defensively.
Longwood definitely does not have the size. Sweeney, Nebraska or Texas A&M?
I like Nebraska. I think Tominaga is phenomenal. I think that they've done a great job defensively, and I think A&M was the hot team coming in last year and got blown out by Penn State. I think it's kind of a similar script here.
Yeah, it's just a good thing that Longwood and Morehead State didn't end up playing. Tyler, what do you got? Nebraska and Texas A&M.
I'm going Texas A&M. I like Tominaka, but I don't think that they're shooting or they haven't won many games outside their arena. That's all my only reasoning. And I don't think shooting really travels all the time in the tournament.
Yeah, I like Texas A&M. Boots Radford, Wade Taylor, going to be too much. We get an all-Texas second round in Memphis. Wisconsin, JMU, Tyler, James Madison's won 31 games this year. The Dukes, they went into Breslin earlier this year and beat Michigan State. Can they pull off another upset of a Big Ten team?
I do. I think James Madison wins this one. I think the Bickerstaff kid is a mismatch problem. And also, Wisconsin didn't finish the year out all that strong. So I'm going to roll with James Madison on this.
Sweeney, JMU?
Yeah, I like JMU. Like, I think their depth, their balance, JMU. It is very FAU-like from a year ago. I'm not saying they'll go to the Final Four. It's very difficult. But I think the way that they play is very similar.
Interesting. All right, Tyler, I'm going to you first on this one. But I'm going to tell you that I have picked Vermont to beat Duke on Monday night when we talked about – or no, it was Sunday night on the selection show with Randolph Childress and with Jeff Goodman. I was kind of forced into it, but I did make the prediction that Vermont is going to beat Duke in the first round of this here NCAA tournament. Can you see it happening?
No. I think Duke is hungry, and I think they're tired of people trashing them. I don't think that they've reached their ceiling. They're too talented to me, and I that's my only reasoning.
Sweeney.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be a long stay in the tournament for Duke, but I also don't see them losing to Vermont. I think they find a way in this one.
I can't wait for the Catamounts to pull this off, for them to pull a TJ Sorrentine, for somebody to hit something from a parking lot, and I'm going to sit here and I'm going to run victory laps around everybody that doubted me and the UVM Catamounts. Texas Tech, North Carolina State. Sweeney, this is like low-key one of the more entertaining games that nobody is talking about at all. We get DJ Burns and Pop Isaacs on the same basketball court. Sign me up for that. What do you got, Ken?
I like Texas Tech. I think Grant McCaslin's done a phenomenal job. They really, really shoot the three. And, you know, I think it's challenging to maintain this high that NC State was on, right? I mean, this layoff here, you know, I think if you take time to read all the great press clippings about you, and I think kind of settle back to who they were, and really, really like this Texas Tech team. I think they found a way.
Mm-hmm. Tyler?
I'm going NC State. I think DJ Burns is an issue. Refrigerated with ballerina feet. I love that. I just like watching them play. I think they have a lot of momentum. I'm going with NC State.
As much as it's going to pay me to pick against my guy Pop Isaacs and against my guy Grant McCaslin, DJ Burns came on our show after they beat North Carolina in the ACC tournament title game, and he was wearing like – skiing goggles and had his braids all caught up in it. The guy looked like an absolute mess. He was still in the arena, so I'm sure he wasn't like drunk yet, but he absolutely looked like he was just high off life. So yeah, I'm gonna ride with the Wolfpack there just because DJ Burns. How could you pick against them? I can't do it. Kentucky, Oakland. Tyler, we have all of your favorite teams. We have Duke, NC State, and Kentucky in this region. You've picked Duke to win. You've picked NC State to win. Are you gonna pick Kentucky to win as well?
No, I'm not. I think Kentucky, they have the ability to score. Reed Shepard, unbelievable. They're going to lose, but it's not against Oakland.
All right, Sweeney, what do we got here? Can Oakland get it done?
I mean, it's Kentucky. I think Oakland could make it interesting early on, but just too much firepower for the Wildcats.
All right, the 7-10 matchup is going to be Florida against one of Boise State or Colorado. Sweeney, pick one of those three. Who you got? Is it going to be Boise State? Is it going to be Colorado? Is it going to be Florida? What are we doing here?
I would take Florida. I think they have old guards and, you know, bigs who really rebound. That's a good recipe in March. I think the Gators win this game.
Tyler?
I'm with Sweeney. I'm taking Florida.
All right. And Marquette, Western Kentucky, I will say this. I think Marquette wins this, but if there's going to be a 215 upset this year in the first round, this is the one to me that just screams upset for two reasons. One, Tyler Cola. He's got the oblique injury. He's been out for a while. Who knows how he's going to be healthy, right? who knows how in shape he's going to be, whether he's got his timing, whether all that's clicking. And Steve Lutz at Western Kentucky has a bunch of like high major transfers that were really disappointing under Rick Stansbury last year. He's a very good coach who got Western Kentucky to the tournament in his first year after getting Corpus Christi to the tournament two straight years. Sweeney, is this where it happens? Is this where we get the 15 over the two?
I don't know if I can pick it, but I will say the Conference USA auto bid, I think, has won a game in six of the last seven tournaments. So it's been a good recipe in the past.
Tyler.
Western Kentucky wins this ball game. Steve Lutz has done an unbelievable job. He applies pressure. He's old school. Western Kentucky gets up and down. Don McHenry can get you a bucket. Marquette's not – or, yeah, they're not ready for this type of pressure, and I have Western Kentucky winning this one. They're banged up and hurt as well.
Yeah, Tyler has called Western Kentucky games, so he knows Western Kentucky. But, Tyler, out of spite for the NCAA and about my anger for only three Big East teams getting in, there's no way I'm picking against Marquette here. I gotta have my guys making it to at least the Sweet 16, so I'm going with Marquette. Houston, Texas A&M, Jamal Shedd versus Wade Taylor. We got about 2.5 minutes here, guys. Let's throw through these quick. What do you got, Sweeney? Houston, Texas A&M.
Houston won the first meeting. They'll win the second meeting. Houston.
Tyler, is there any chance Buzz Houston. Williams can get this done? Houston. Okay.
No, absolutely not.
The Dukes against Duke. Tyler, can James Madison get to the Sweet 16? Will we have a second 12 seed in our Sweet 16?
Negative. Duke wins. Too big. Duke wins. I think too much power.
Duke wins. I'm with him there. I think Duke gets it done. NC State or Kentucky, Sweeney?
I like Kentucky against NC State. I don't know that DJ Burns can carry him past one of the most talented teams in the country. I'd love to see him try, though.
Tyler?
Yeah, I'm with Sweeney, Kentucky.
All right, and Florida Marquette. This is an interesting one again for Marquette. Can Florida find a way to get it done? Micah Handlogan is down with a broken leg. Tyler, will he be able to survive that?
Yeah, I think Florida wins this one. Because I had Marquette losing the one before.
All right. You're just sticking it to the Big East. Slamming the coffin door shut. What do we got here, Sweeney?
Yeah, I'll take Florida as well. I love this group. I think Zion Pullman delivers in a big moment, and they advance. We got to knock out a high seed early.
Tyler, you see what he's doing here? This is simply revenge for the fact that I made sure that Northwestern lost, that I made sure that Auburn lost, that I made sure that Illinois lost. All the teams that Sweeney loves, I knocked out of the tournament, so he's knocking Marquette out. Florida and Kentucky, an SEC battle in the Sweet 16. Tyler, is this where Kentucky's going down? What do we think?
No, Kentucky wins this one as well. Too much power.
All right, I got Kentucky winning that as well, which sets us up for Houston Duke, Sweeney. I'm going to you first on that one.
Houston's got a lot more dogs than Duke. I know we had this debate at one point whether Duke had dogs. I'm not going to comment there, but I will say that Houston's got the biggest dogs there are, and Houston wins that game.
they got pit bulls, not chihuahuas. Tyler, Houston Duke.
Houston
getting it done to the Elite Eight, where we get Houston and Kentucky, the team built on defense versus the team built on offense. I think this is the styles make fights battle that everybody wants to see. Tyler, who is winning it? Can the Wildcats get back to the Final Four under John Calipari?
No, this is where their run stops. Houston, too good defensively. They're much more experienced. I love what Calvin Sampson does. He's a better coach than me. Houston wins this one.
I'm flipping this, Sweeney. I'm putting the pressure on you. I'm saying Kentucky gets to the Final Four. I'm saying they take down Houston. I'm saying Juwan Roberts isn't healthy. I'm saying that Reed Shepard and Rob Dillingham go absolutely nuts. No defense, no matter how good it is, can stop them. Where are we at? You're the deciding pick. Is John Calipari making it back to the Final Four?
I don't think Reed Shepard and Rob Dillingham have seen Jamal Shedd. I like Houston here.
It's a good thing there's two of them instead of just one, right? Well, you know what? We'll find out later, because now we have three number one seeds in our Final Four with UConn, UNC, and Houston. Houston knocks off Kentucky in the Elite Eight after beating Duke and after beating Texas A&M. Marquette gets knocked out by seventh seed Florida. And, yeah, there we go. We have a very interesting South region. When we come back, we are going to be heading to the Midwest and making some of our Final Four picks. Purdue. Will they lose to a 16 seed? Is that going to happen again? Find out.
By now, you guys have surely heard about Autograph, an app founded by Tom Brady with the intention of disrupting the way that fans consume content covering their favorite teams. This is how the app works. All of the podcasters, bloggers, and digital creators covering a team have their content sent to that team's page in the Autograph app. Instead of having to bounce from site to site or trying to navigate the safer workspaces on Twitter, you can just scroll through Autograph. This isn't a hard sell. This is the truth. I am a UConn fan, and I use the Autograph app to keep up with the writers I read and the pods that I listen to about UConn basketball. The best part is that every piece of content that you consume gives you reward points. The more you get, the more chances you have at things like discounted tickets to games and the grand prize, a trip to the LA Regional and a spot in a suite for the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight games. Here's the best part. We've partnered with Autograph to donate $1 to the V Foundation every time someone downloads the app using the code F68, with a minimum of $2,500 getting donated. The app is free. So download, use the code F68, help us raise a little bit of money for cancer research, and give Autograph a try. I promise you it will be worth it. And while we're here, a quick reminder, make sure that you subscribe to The Daily. We have new landing pages with deep dives into each coaching change, as well as a tracker that provides scouting reports on the transfers that have entered the portal that you are going to want to know about. Hit the link below to subscribe. Welcome back to the Field of 68 After Dark. It is Tuesday night. We've had the first four games. Wagner won their first game ever. UVA looked like they played in their first tournament ever. Colorado State advanced. The Mountain West is getting their revenge on the entire world. I'm Rob Dosser. I got Kevin Sweeney with me. I got Tyler Hansberry with me. And listen, while you're here, make sure you go sign up for our Survivor Madness on Splash Sports. That's splashsports.com/68. We also have a free bracket pool that is up on runyourpool.com. So make sure to go sign up for that. All of those links can be in the description below if you're watching on YouTube or you're listening on a podcast feed. Gentlemen, we got about 8 minutes here to get through this side of the bracket. We're going to start Purdue against the winner of Montana State, Grambling State. Sweeney, you're not going to call a 16-1 here upset, right? Purdue's not going to do it again, right?
No, I think Purdue wins this game by as much as they want against whoever they're playing.
Yep. All right. Tyler, I'm with you, Sweeney. Tyler, Utah State, TCU. Can TCU knock off the Mountain West regular season champions?
I'm going TCU on this one. And I just got a feeling TCU is going to win. I think they've been a little underrated in the Big 12. They have the potential. That's my only reason.
Sweeney, I'm picking the Mountain West regular season champions. I'm not going against my guys. Are you going against my guys?
I am. I think Utah State kind of limited a little bit down the stretch. I think TCU is a dangerous group. I think TCU wins it.
Got to get Sweeney off the show. Gonzaga McNeese State, is Will Wade going to be riding that horse, going to take his horse down the Old Town Road and beat up on Gonzaga in Salt Lake City? We going to see it happen, Sweeney?
No answer for Graham Ike. I think Gonzaga wins.
Tyler, back me up on this one. I got McNeese State. Shahada Wells. Will Wade.
I've got this into McNeese State.
Yeah, absolutely.
We had Will Wade on the show not so long ago. Great interview. I'm rolling with McNeese State. I love the guy.
I love how Tyler's just picking it based on how good of an interview people are. I don't hate it at all. Kansas against Samford. Kevin McCullough will not be playing. We were planning on talking about that a little bit on the show here. We're going to do that later in Last Call on the Stadium app because we're running out of time. Kansas Samford. I'm going to give a little spoiler here. I am taking Buckyball. I'm saying Buckyball is going to beat Kansas for a lot of different reasons I've said on different shows. Sweeney, are you backing me up?
I mean, it's scary without McCullough, but I'm still taking Bill Self. It's been, I think, 18 years since he lost a first-round game. He doesn't do it this year.
Sweeney, you're a hater. Tyler.
I'm backing you up, Samford.
Yeah, Sweeney. You know, getting pulled off the island left and right. South Carolina, Oregon. Again, I'm going to tease this one. I'm saying Oregon wins this. I'm buying the Ducks right now. They just won the Pac-12 tournament, and Fale Dante is playing some of the best basketball of his life, and they have freshman guards that no longer look like freshman guards. Tyler, Oregon or South Carolina?
Oregon. I'm picking them. I like them.
All right. Sweeney, what would you have said there? You probably would have said South Carolina.
I was at Oregon. They're the more talented team.
Good. There you go. Creighton Akron. Can Akron pull off the 14-3 upset here, Sweeney? Can they get it done?
I don't think so. I think Creighton's playing great. You know, obviously shooting the ball at a super high level, and Akron, you know, did win their conference tournament, but need a little help to do it from that Kent State player Julius Rollins fouling late. So I think Akron loses this game. Creighton advances.
All right, Tyler, let me guess what you're going to say. I like the big fella Kalkbrenner and Trey Alexander can get them a bucket late. I'm taking Creighton. Is that what you would have said?
100%. I'm rolling Creighton. You know it.
All right. We got the matchup I wanted in this 7-10 game here in the Midwest region. Sweeney, I'll go to you on this one. We get Max Asemus, who brought Oral Roberts to the Sweet 16, and Isaiah Stevens, who might be the best point guard in college basketball, facing off 7-10 game, Mountain West, Big 12. Sweeney, make the call.
Teams in the first four tend to make a little noise once they get into that main draw. We picked against Colorado and Boise earlier, so we got to pick the Rams. Rams beat Texas and get to Tennessee on Saturday.
Tyler?
I'm rolling Texas.
I'm taking Colorado State. I'm not picking against the Mountain West. You know why? Because I have so much spite for the NCAA selection committee. I'm going with the Rams. I'm going with the Fighting Nico Medveds. Tennessee, St. Peter's. Is this going to be the 215, Tyler? Is this where it happens? Is St. Peter's going on another miracle run?
No, it's Tennessee. Tennessee rolls them.
Yep. All right. Purdue TCU, Sweeney. Can TCU get this done? Can they pull off the upset?
I don't think so. Like, I think Purdue is ready to play. I think Braden Smith's a difference maker. I think they get to the second weekend without too much issue.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think TCU covers in this one. I think it's going to be like a 2 or 3 possession game, but I think Purdue ultimately wins. The best matchup of the entire second round, McNeese State, going up against Samford and Buckyball. Tyler, I just want to be on the floor for this one. I just want to see this one happen. What do we got here? Who's winning?
McNeese State wins this one, and they win it big. I like McNeese State.
Ooh, they win it big. Sweeney.
Yeah, they'll cover.
Yeah, I think McNeese over Samford. I think, you know, Wells is such a difference maker in a game like that.
All right. I'm with you on McNeese. Oregon and Creighton. This is actually an interesting matchup because Oregon's got some players that can do some damage against Creighton. What do you think, Sweeney?
I like Creighton. I think Shireman's so good, and I just think their experience in March really helps them in a game like this.
Tyler?
I'm going Creighton.
All right, and then Colorado State, Tennessee. Is Isaiah Stevens going to find a way to be able to pick off Tennessee, pick off Rick Barnes, who never feels like he actually does anything in the month of March? What do you think, Sweeney?
You know I want to pick the Rams, but I think Tennessee with Dalton Kinect, it's just too much firepower. They find a way.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with too. So, Tyler, I'm going to you first on this one. Does McNeese State have any chance against Purdue? Is this where it happens? Is this where we get the upset? Is this where the Boilermakers go down?
It's not. Purdue's too big. Too much Edie. They're Dunsky.
Too much Edie. Creighton, Tennessee. I'm gonna throw this one out here. I think Creighton finds a way to win this, and I think it's more than just finds a way. I think that they will be able to take Tennessee out of the stuff that they want to run, and I think that they have enough big wings to be able to throw as many bodies as they can at Dalton Kinect. I think Creighton gets to the Elite Eight. Sweeney, are you backing me up? Am I riding with you?
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I'll take Creighton. Why not?
Tyler, we're Creighton, Tennessee?
I'm going Creighton.
Smart. Smart, man. I got a spoiler alert here, guys. Here's my hottest take of this entire bracket. I think that Creighton beats Purdue. I think that Zach Edey is going to run into the one big man that never, ever fouls in Kalkbrenner. And I think that Creighton is specifically built to be able to run people off the three-point line and make them shoot them those midi jumpers. And I think that it takes away all of the sets and all of the actions that Purdue wants to run. This is the matchup. This is where it happens. This is where we get a 3-seed making the Final Four. This is where Purdue's run ends. We don't see Zach Edey and Matt Painter in the Final Four. That's my take. Creighton gets it done. Tyler, are you with me? You ride me? Is this where it happens?
I'm with you. I'm backing you up on that one. I like Creighton.
Sorry, Sweeney.
It's a good match. You're right. You make a good case. I like Purdue, but you do make a good case.
Who did you have winning the national title?
I had Purdue winning the title over the Auburn Tigers.
Yeah, there you go. So two of your national title contenders here getting knocked out, not even making it to the Final Four. All right, we have We have now our vaulted Final Four picks. Store your predictions now and forever with the vaulted app. That's VLTED. Sweeney, UConn, and UNC. I think you know where I'm going. I think you know where Tyler Hansborough is going. Tyler Hansborough, where'd you play? North Carolina. I think we know what his pick is going to be. All the pressure comes down to you. This is your call. This is your decision. Who wins, North Carolina or UConn?
Man, I think it's hard to beat this UConn team with the way that they're playing. They're so complex. Offensively, they have so much skill, so much shooting, so much size. I think UConn wins this game.
Sorry, T. That's a rough one, man. That's a tough loss. A clean sweep between North Carolina and UConn this year. And if it plays out that way, I promise you will not hear the end of it for a long time. Houston, Creighton, Tyler, I'm going to you first on this one.
I'm going Houston. I actually picked them in my bracket to win it all. I like what they do defensively. Yeah, Houston.
Yeah, I'm going Houston too, Sweeney. So we have a Houston-UConn title game, the two best teams in college basketball this year. Tyler, you said Houston, right?
Yeah, I'm rolling Houston.
I got UConn winning. Sweeney, it's all on you again. You're picking the national champion in the official Field of 68 After Dark bracket. You got 15 seconds. Get it done.
Give me Houston. This is Kelvin Sampson's big chapter. They win at Jamal Shedd. Let's go Cougs.
Well, this is the last time that you're going to see Kevin Sweeney on the Field of 68 After Dark this year. He's gone. Listen, this has been fun. We filled out an entire bracket here on the Field of 68 tonight. For Tyler Hansborough and Kevin Sweeney, I'm Rob Doster. See you tomorrow.